This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A security leak by the Secretary of State's office should not shake voter confidence, officials say. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
We do not think there is immediate security threat to Colorado elections, in part because partial passwords don't get you anywhere. Two unique passwords are needed for every election equipment component. Physical access is needed. And under Colorado law, voting equipment is stored in secure rooms that require secure ID badges. There's 24/7 video cameras. There's restricted access to the secure ballot areas, strict chain of custody, and it's a felony to access voting equipment without authorization.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines was frustrated with Griswold's response to the leak, but she also believes it is not an immediate security concern.
My concern is that this information, when it got out to the voters, that it would diminish their confidence in the integrity of the election system.
The employee that put the passwords online is no longer working for the state. Griswold believes the leak was a mistake, but an independent investigation continues. Denver police officers are looking out for unregistered cars and expired temporary license plates. A special enforcement period begins in November. The department says it's heard frustrations from people about those violations. It's Halloween, and Colorado's weather is starting to feel like the end of October. Warmer than normal temperatures are cooling off, and that means more snow ahead for the mountains, maybe early next week. A sunny day around Denver. This is CPR News.